here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July 20th, 2013. It's the birthday of novelist and screenwriter Cormac McCarthy, born Charles McCarthy Jr. in Providence, Rhode Island in 1933, best known as the author of the Border Trilogy, including All the Pretty Horses, The Crossing, and Cities of the Plain. Richard B. Woodward in the New York Times Magazine called him a man's novelist whose apocalyptic vision rarely focuses on women. McCarthy doesn't write about sex, love, or domestic issues. His novel, The Road, was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. California opened its first freeway on this date in 1940, known as the Arroyo Seco Parkway, the Pasadena Freeway, or simply the 110. It was also the first freeway, a high-speed, divided, limited-access thoroughfare in the western United States. It runs for just over 8 miles and connects Pasadena to Los Angeles. It's the birthday of explorer and author Sir Edmund Hillary, born near Auckland, New Zealand, 1905. Made his living from beekeeping, but Hillary kept climbing mountains in New Zealand. And when he moved to the Alps in 1951, he made his first visit to the Himalayas in 1953. He joined a British expedition team to climb Mount Everest. All but two of the climbers were forced to turn back because of the high altitudes. Finally, Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, a Nepalese Sherpa, were the only two able to reach the summit 29,028 feet above sea level. He said, "It's not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves." It's the birthday of the Italian humanist, scholar, and poet Francesco Petrarca, or Petrarch, born in Arezzo, Italy in 1304. He's known as the founder of humanism at the beginning of the Renaissance in Italy and is admired for his collection of over 300 Italian lyric poems, the Canzoniere. The first half of the collection was written about his platonic love of Laura, a married woman whose actual identity is still in doubt and who apparently kept her distance from him. The second half of the collection deals with his reaction to Laura's death from the plague in 1348. Petrarch, who wrote, "She ruled in beauty, or this heart of mine, a noble lady in a humble home, and now her time for heavenly bliss has come. 'Tis I am mortal proved, and she divine." And here's a poem by Wesley McNair titled "The Longing of the Feet." At first, the crawling child makes his whole body a foot. One day, dazed as if by memory, he pulls himself up, discovering suddenly that the feet are for carrying hands. He is so happy, he cannot stop taking the hands from room to room, learning the names of everything he wants. This lasts for many years, until the feet, no longer fast enough, lie forgotten, say, in the office under a desk. Above them, the rest of the body, where the child has come to live, is sending its voice hundreds of miles through a machine. Left to themselves, over and over, the feet sleep, awakening one day beyond the dead conversations of the mind and the hands. Mute in their shoes, your shoes and mine, they wait, longing only to stand the body and take it into its low, mysterious flight along the earth. The Longing of the Feet, a poem by Wesley McNair from his book The Town of No, published by David Godin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.